This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Yoda on the air. You like it when I talk backwards, ladies, or not? What do you think? Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. If I were Stefan...
Sometimes you do it without knowing that you do it.
How do you know
sometimes,
that?
Sometimes, well...
You don't know. I mean, I could be on purpose doing all kinds of things. Oh.
Sure.
On purpose.
We'll go with that.
Thanks.
Okay.
Ha! There we go. All right, anyway, here we are. On,
as your award-winning co-hosts, it is our job to try to figure out what the hell it is you're trying to say.
You obviously figured it out because you won the award, the Gracie Award.
Yes.
And so that's a big deal. Today is Jefferson Thomas Day, also known as Thomas Jefferson Day, April 13th, his birthday. Third president of these here United States. He was in office from 1801 to 1809. Principal author of the Declaration of Independence, one of the most influential of the founding fathers. You know, it's very interesting because people think just because John Hancock's name is the biggest on the document that he was the one who contributed the most. In fact, he probably contributed the least.
Right? he showed up and signed.
It was it. Well, he was starting his insurance business, and that took away all of his time. So he had to... run in, sign, and go back to the insurance business. It's interesting. The Lewis and Clark expedition that took place that was really that laid the roots for the Louisiana Purchase back in the early 1800s, early in his presidency, in fact. He was the one who found the money, got it through Congress, and convinced the people, not just in Congress, but through whatever PR he had access to in those days. Imagine, think about this for a second. Think about how easily we communicate pretty much anything and everything today. So go back 220 years to when Jefferson was president, and the only means of communication they had was the newspapers that were printed and or letters that were sent via the Pony Express. There was no telegraph yet. There were no direct communications. That's why the president wasn't installed in office till March in the early years of the 13 colonies, because the people who needed to go to be there to witness the new president being sworn in couldn't get there until the weather was better in the New England area, well, in the Northeast. So that's why it was March and not January. And Jefferson was, I think, the first one actually to be inaugurated in March. I'm not even sure that I'm absolutely sure that George Washington was never there was never really an official inauguration. He was just sworn in and he became the president. I think that I do believe it was Jefferson, if memory serves me correctly. Anyway, so we owe a lot. But Jefferson is besmirched somewhat because of his slave ownership. And the rumors that apparently aren't rumors at all, that he fathered at least one child through one of his slaves. And was it? Yeah. May have been more than one.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
Okay, well, that's... It was accepted then. It's like things that were accepted then, and any number of things. Like, what? I mean, even
although
in our lifetime,
yeah, you can say, sure,
change.
Maybe it was culturally accepted, but... It doesn't mean it's right. I mean, we were at an event that had a lot of historical components on Monday night, and there was a wonderful speaker talking about John Adams. She is it's Dr. Danielle Allen. She ran for governor up in Massachusetts at one point. Mm-hmm. I think lost to your current governor, Baker, right?
Yeah.
That's if that lines up. But she's a professor at Harvard, and she does a lot of historical stuff, and she just was talking a lot about John Adams, who, you know, refused to ever own slaves. And so, and he was Jefferson's biggest contemporary. And so, you know, at the same time, just because something maybe looked the other way, but it doesn't mean it's right.
Here's something that goes back traditionally. The Adams family was from Quincy, Massachusetts, Northerners, if you will. For whatever the reason, and I don't hold this to be the truth across the board, but slavery was not a thing. Jefferson, Washington, they were Virginians. And for whatever the reason, whether that's where the ports were and that's where the blacks came in to be used as slaves, slavery was accepted as the norm in the mid-central states. Or they would, at that time, they were our southern states. And it wasn't so acceptable, although, interestingly enough, Boston early on and continues to this day to be one of the most racist cities in the country. So, however that happened, whatever the cultural norms
were... Don't you think that's more modern times? Like, when I think of racist Boston...
What, you mean
Boston,
being racism in Boston?
I mean like non-colonial. I mean, when I think of like racism in Boston, to be perfectly honest, it's the Irish and Italians in the South Boston. You know, and that's where, that's any time I've ever seen any bad acting, that's where it comes from. And that's a past 1880, that's past the immigration generation. I don't necessarily think of racist roots in Massachusetts. I mean, obviously, we know we started that with, you know, slaughtering Native Americans, but in the middle, Massachusetts took a break from racism, and now it's kind of, you know, after 1880, it's back.
I'm not sure that all, I'd have to go back and think about it a little bit. I think what I've learned and what I know and what I feel is that it has always been a problem, and maybe that goes back to what I learned from my father as a youngster. Remember, my father was an orphan. He grew up in South Boston in the gangs. He was not Irish and he was not Italian. So he had to fit in. And so his attitudes in order to fit in were somewhat racist. His thinking, he was not much when it came to blacks and he wasn't much when it came to Jews and it wasn't much when it came to Asians. Although most of his career, he worked and was accepted in an industry that is run by Jews, the clothing business. My father was the only guy in this entire company of 1,400 employees. He was the only guy that worked for this clothing company that wasn't Jewish. And he got along. They all were great friends, except at the end when the son of the owner fired my father at the age of 81. My father never forgave him and never forgot that he was instrumental, and he really was, in making this company a success. But because he didn't fit in to the pattern with the family, the son, his father was dead, so he felt okay about getting rid of my father. And that solidified in my father's thinking his attitude toward Jewish people. It just, that's what he grew up around. And those, what is the old expression? Old habits are hard to break. And so that may go where we see these problems in the South today, where there's much more racism than there is in most of the northern areas, northern climes. But racism, let's face it, people who are different are not accepted. And we were just we were talking about this with regard to this radio program and how it has survived in spite of most of the big companies, most of the people who didn't want me to survive because I was different. I was a little ornery. I was I didn't like some of the things that I had. I mean, I've worked for a lot of radio companies, and I realized that in working in individual stations, like I worked at ABC in Los Angeles, and I was fine because I got along well with the general manager. Did I get along well in the corporate culture there? Not even close, because I didn't know enough to keep my mouth shut when things were wrong. I try to fix them, and I learned the hard way that you don't, you know, it's like swimming upstream. You don't tell people who have better jobs than you are, who may not be as smart as you are, you don't tell them how to do things. And so that's how it works. I think that's the kind of there's a prejudice there. It seems to be prejudice. That may be part of the human condition, which if we're going to survive, we better learn how to get out of it. That's my read on it. If we are going to survive, and it looks, you know, more and more every year, it certainly gets, there are certainly discouraging things going on that make us think, good God, how can we work our way through all of this? And, you know, that's where leadership comes in, and we don't have a lot of that. So, meanwhile, the biggest problem that we confront these days is the conflict over in Ukraine. I thought it was interesting. Scott Pelley from CBS News is on 60 Minutes now. Couldn't hack it as the anchor of the evening news because he was too stiff. Norah O'Donnell's going to get fired soon, too. CBS is having a tough time trying to figure out how they're... Since the end of that era with the producer of 60 Minutes, and you were talking about Mike Wallace and that bunch, Cronkite earlier, Edward R. Murrow worked for CBS. These people had something that made them extraordinarily unique and watchable and believable. And so now we have this huff and puff, sluffy stuff that comes. You know, I was never a fan of Pelley's to begin with, but he does. He asks a good question here and there, and so he was over in Bucha. How do we pronounce Bucha?
I think it's Bucha.
Bucha. Yeah, he was talking to people there. They were, you know, they did a little theater with him with bombs around, you know, buildings. But he did say, and I saw this video. He was there after a helicopter gunship fired rockets at that 10-story residential apartment building. Mm-hmm. There were four helicopters, gunships, around all four sides of the building. They continued to fire into the building until the building collapsed with everybody in it. Now, you tell me that a guy like Putin deserves any consideration at all, except perhaps being hacked up with a machete. It falls on deaf ears with me, and I'm not a violent sort of a guy, and I believe in forgiveness and stuff, but this guy, when you see more and more and more of this stuff, what does it take for people to come around and understand what's going on and what needs to be done? And this is why I worry about the world, frankly, because we're caught up in this mess that comes about because people like this. You know, you go back to Hitler. We didn't learn our lesson, obviously, from him, because he's today's Hitler. And he's getting away with the same stuff that Hitler got away with. And we're sitting here with our thumb in our ear wondering why. Oh, how come it costs so much more for gas? Duh. 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Who have we all had a little trouble social distancing from? Here's a clue. About 6 feet tall, has handles, and is cold inside. That's right, our refrigerators. And our waistlines have suffered. However, Skechers would like to help you get back on track with our incredible Go Walk footwear. Because once you put on Skechers Go Walks, they're so comfortable, you'll be inspired to get out there and start walking. Skechers is the comfort technology company, and Go Walks are fully loaded with all the comfort and performance innovations you need. They're incredibly lightweight and breathable with features like air-cooled Goga Mat insoles and bouncy foam bottoms for extra cushioning. And Go Walk footwear come in all the fits you love, like Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Relax Fit, and Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified arch support. Plus, you'll look great with so many stylish options to choose from, including easy slip-ons and comfy lace-ups. And they're even machine washable. It's time you distance yourself from that fridge. Get out there and start Go Walking. Find the number one walking footwear in the world, Skechers Go Walk, for men and women at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16. In-store only. Coupon required. One per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see, we have the cover here in our overview of what's going on social media. The trending department is front and center. Jay Kirshner here with Victoria and me to discuss Millie Bobby Brown. Those of you who don't know who Millie Bobby Brown is will find out who Millie Bobby Brown is and what's going on with Millie Bobby Brown right after we take this commercial announcement message, etc.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Alright, so what is going on with Millie Bobby Brown? Would you please explain who this person is and why we would be talking about her, Jay, for those who are like me, didn't know who she was till he started talking about this.
Yeah, the Netflix show Stranger Things isn't exactly up your alley. It might be a little bit too scary. But she's the star of that, and she hit the scene about 12 years old, landing the role of 11 on that Netflix series, Stranger Things. And she was on a podcast recently talking about the quote-unquote gross way that she continues to be sexualized in the media and how she's talked about, and how when she was under 18, she was still talked about a certain way, but she's noticed it really ramping up since she turned 18. She talks about how she's going through what every 18-year-old is dealing with, navigating being an adult, having relationships, friendships, trying to find yourself.
Why don't they just leave her alone? What is the point here of a kid like this? What possible value does it have other than to salacious, dirty old men?
Well, that's her point. That's her point, that she should not be being as sexualized as she is. And how?
What about the bosses? What about the people that control the program? What's the messaging from them?
From the Netflix.
Ignoring this? Yeah.
They can't control the media. They can't. They're not in control of what other people are writing.
Well, but they can.
They can speak out on it, but it doesn't stop it. I mean, it's one of those things a lot of people are dealing with. Look at Hailey Bieber. She deals with it from her husband, Justin Bieber, his ex-girlfriend, Selena Gomez. Not from Selena, but from a lot of Selena's fans who still can't get over the fact that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are no longer together. And they Yeah, and they still comment on Hailey. Yeah, and Hailey Bieber's Instagram.
These young kids have made it their business to just try to take down these celebrities. It's a horrible existence. Like, how are these people going to be functioning as adults? What kind of people are they going to grow up to be? I don't know.
It's part of the sickness of society, the flames of which are fueled by having all this social media and all these devices. That's really what the bottom line is. And certainly, the door is open now. The cat's out of the bag. You're not going to stop it, but we ought to know more about it for sure. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life. And that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Officials provided an update overnight on the subway shooting and smoke bomb attack in Brooklyn, New York, Tuesday. NYPD Police Commissioner Keishant Sewell.
This afternoon, a man who was traveling on a Manhattan-bound N train opened two canisters that dispensed smoke throughout the subway car. He then shot multiple passengers as the train pulled into the 36th Street station in Sunset Park. 10 people were injured by gunfire, and an additional 13 were either injured as they rushed to get out of the train station or they suffered smoke inhalation.
Police continue looking for 62-year-old Frank James for questioning. More than 1,000 Ukrainian Marines have surrendered in the besieged port of Mariupol, Russia's defense ministry said on Wednesday. It is Moscow's main target in the eastern Donbass region, which it has yet to bring under control. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Legendary comedian Gilbert Gottfried has died.
No, no, 1,000 times! No!
The funny man died after a long illness.
Boy, Jafar's gonna be happy to see you!
Title 42 restrictions have allowed about 55% of the 165,000 immigrants who came to the United States in February alone to be turned away. The Biden administration will let Title 42 end, essentially allowing the administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Dan Bishop, the Republican from North Carolina, on Newsmax Tuesday.
Everybody's saying that it will be, the flood is going to increase to a deluge. So possibly 18,000 illegal migrants crossing per day to be released into the United States. The Title 42 restriction has allowed about 55% of the 165,000 who came in February to be immediately sent back out of the country. The CDC's ending of that takes effect on in May. You're just going to see, it's much like the last story you were covering about inflation. It just gets worse and worse, and the Biden administration's policies do not do anything to improve the situation. They make it worse.
Title 42 ends May 23rd. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 34 minutes after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with award-winning co-host Victoria Keeley. I said that with a smile on my face because I'm very proud of you ladies. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer's gone, but she'll be on the stage with the other two in the category of syndicated radio co-hosts. And obviously because the Gracies are for women, there won't be too many men standing up there getting an award. But it's kind of cool. We'll talk about it here and there. Just kind of fun. And I hope the affiliates realize how this is actually kind of a big deal for the ladies. And for you that are carrying the program, it's also a big deal as well. Hopefully you'll capitalize on it and make a lot of noise so that people will know what it is that they're listening to on your station and how it kind of fits in with the national conversation. Speaking of that, I'm surprised, and I don't know why. Victoria, I'm sure, will jump on this with Jay. The massive effort in Ukraine to get the LGBTQers out of the country because the soldiers are looking under orders of Putin any gay person, anybody that you know.
They want whole groups,
kill them
organizations.
All.
Yeah,
kill
it's,
them.
It's,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think this is the same as the Nazis.
Yeah.
And why it was, from the very beginning, when people realized, well, the British were the complacent, they were complacent and complicit. If it hadn't been for the Prime Minister of England at the time, Hitler would never have gotten to the point that he did. But because he was a weakling, and I'm now just gone out of my mind the guy's name, who was the Prime Minister of England in the late 30s before Winston Churchill became Prime Minister. And anyway,
that's important. Some good trivia, because everybody only remembers Winston Churchill.
No one
remembers the guy who failed in
before
the position
him.
Before. Right.
Neville Chamberlain. Thank you. Phil remembered it. Neville Chamberlain.
No, Phil.
So the fact that the Nazis had started killing Jews in the mid-30s, 35, 36, and they really started it in 38 and 39, Neville Chamberlain said nothing. And so the rest of Europe, they all went by what, if the Brits didn't say anything or do anything, the rest of them didn't either. And now we see the same exact thing going on with the Russian soldiers being told to kill anybody and everybody that's not a normal heterosexual. How do you find that out unless they're living in certain areas that may make it more significant. But anyway, this is what you're dealing with. Yep,
that's
what you're dealing with. So anyway, I think we've had enough of that stuff for today. The truckers who have blocked the border to Texas, the new rules from Governor Abbott of Texas requiring inspection, resulting in long lines, shutdown of one border crossing. Mexico is the source, the biggest source of agricultural imports, and we rely on this sort of intricate, intertwined connection, the usual speedy inspection system, which frankly isn't of much value. If you're going to move the trucks fast through, you're either going to move them through fast or you're going to actually inspect the goods. You can't do both, and they don't do both. They look at the truck, and they're more interested, by the way, the border crossings because of trucks. So, you know, sometimes you see these in the movies and TV shows where they'll bring over vegetables and you open up the back of the truck and the back of the truck has vegetables in it. But when you go beyond the third or fourth layer, there are a couple of dozen people hiding inside the truck. And so that's what they are looking for, really, are illegals. And so it is affecting certainly the products that they're bringing into our country. But what it does also is bring around a focus on where we get our food and how the food gets into this country, what sort of inspection really is going on. And I will tell you, as somebody who kind of knows his way around, this is a part of the conversation this week on the American Family Farmer program, which I do. It's heard on this network. I think it's on Thursday morning. Phil, isn't it Thursday morning early that we play that? I think it is, yes, Thursday morning. And then over the weekend on hundreds of radio stations around the country, podcast as well, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's all about families, farm, food, what's different about it. And I'm sure I have a comment this week on the program about what I discovered in my research for the news this week regarding the Cargill-McMillan family that controls the Cargill. The Cargill is the largest of all of the huge conglomerates that control agricultural products in our country. And their profits, like the big oil profits, are up 14-15% because they've taken advantage of the situation, because that's what business people do. And it's not, that's what they tell their CEOs to do. You want to get paid? This is your job. Make our stock more valuable and do it whatever way you have to. Well, one of the things that happens on the Texas. It happens in California and also New Mexico, Arizona, but Texas and California more because they're trying to move stuff in quickly. They don't really inspect the trucks. They look at the trucks to see if there are illegals in the trucks. They don't look at the produce. They look to see if there are illegals. And once they figure that out one way or another, whoosh, truckers are on their way. But right now, the truckers are waiting over a day in high temperatures. And if you don't have a refrigerated truck, and a lot of them coming through don't, then the spoilage is huge. And so, you know, that's all part of this. It's kind of a sham, actually. The inspection of stuff that comes in across the border is a sham, and our illegal immigration situation, the way it's being handled, is a sham. That's it. I have no other comment other than that. What do you do to fix it? You follow the law.
With this new thing that Governor Abbott did in Texas, the truckers are upset because the Border Patrol and Homeland Security, they're already in charge of this. And so the governor added, like, this extra layer of basically red tape that isn't really doing any more than what
is already
being done. That
doesn't do anything to begin with.
Right.
It just slows them down.
Right. Yeah. And now the truckers are literally sitting there, you know, for an entire day or more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so a lot of them have now decided, instead of going into Texas, they're driving into New Mexico.
Yeah.
Because if you also think about it, on the other end, this is messing up our supply chain even more. And there are a lot of American workers who their job is to unload these trucks. And if the trucks don't arrive, a lot of these workers aren't getting paid. They're, you know, day laborers and things like that. So it's a whole mess that it's just, you know, it's creating more problems than need than we need.
Creating more
and
problems
the governor,
than it's solving.
But the governor's, you know, the governor is up for re-election, and so it's all about, you know, posturing. Yeah.
But the population there is changing a good deal, so that what was assuredly a right-of-center state for people from California started moving into San Antonio and Austin, places in western Texas. That's changing the demographics and the reality of the state. Whether, what do we call it, purple instead of, what do they call these, purple states?
Well, Texas is still pretty, it's still heavily
red. Yeah, no,
it's
still red.
But they're little purple pockets.
Yeah.
I would say like Austin,
purple
right?
Pockets.
A lot of purple pockets. Austin is certainly a blue pocket. That's
one of the.
They're popping up more and more.
Speaking of truckers, truckers more and more you are seeing huge increases in the number of Amazon Prime trucks. Not only the local delivery trucks, but the 53-footers, the semi-trucks loaded with things going from one. They're building these warehouses everywhere. And so you see that. One of the other things you see increasing around the country, I've seen it. There's a huge warehouse out in New York State, central New York State, about 50 miles west of Albany in a little town called Sharon Springs. There is a huge Walmart distribution center. And when you are out on Route 20, you see these trucks up and down, all over the place. And I noticed with interest, because Walmart is having a tough time finding truckers, because all the trucking companies going through the same thing everybody else is, got to hire more truckers. So now Walmart is advertising a bonus plus starting pay of $95,000 a year to drive a Walmart truck. That's the base pay. So the distribution houses getting the stuff to the stores on time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the other side, the Walgreens conglomerate, pushing forward with drone delivery of household goods. How are they going to do that? How does that work? Drone delivery. So you order something and they pick it out of the warehouse and the drone brings it and drops it on your fire.
Yeah, a lot of colleges have this too, where it's drones or it's little like vehicles, like little robots on wheels like driverless cars that will go and deliver a lot of things.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, in California, you can see the little robots rolling down the street. Sometimes people film videos and put them on social media. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they don't get stolen, or I don't know. It doesn't
the
seem
average
like it's that
driver,
secure.
Though, let's go back to the drivers, the Walmart drivers, as an example. Last year, the average pay, not starting pay, average pay was $87,000. Now, This year, average pay is 110 grand a year. So you start at 95, the average is 110, which leads me to believe that some of these truck drivers are making 140 grand a year. And there are independent truckers, you can see on the highway all over the place, earn $2,500 a week driving our truck. You don't have to own the truck. You don't have to, it's not your business. You're being hired by somebody else. That's a lot of money.
You probably just need a clean driver's license, right?
Yeah. Right.
That's about it.
Yeah.
So can we do this radio show while we're driving trucks and making 150 grand?
No, more than that. There are some of these independent truckers that are making $250,000 a year.
Good for them.
They got to, you know, they got to get this stuff around. So anyway, this is very interesting to see, to understand how we get what we get in terms of food and things that we need for our homes. 46 and change after the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, this is why we win awards on this program. Right, ladies? This is it. Without this stuff, wow, where would we be? Okay, so Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. Movie Moments, say that again, Doug. Movie Moments. And we have the theme from Casper the Friendly Ghost. All right, yeah. Chucker, would you please explain?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, very much. Because the Peacock Network announced they're going to do a live action series of Casper the Friendly Ghost and make it edgier and a little bit darker. So he might not be as friendly. Sounds like they're going to go Beetlejuice territory. But just all these streaming networks need properties to develop, and I guess this is the latest one. They did a movie in 95 with Christina Ricci and Bill Pullman. Not a great movie, but a fun movie, and it has a pretty nice following over the last few decades, so I guess they feel it's viable.
Mm-hmm. All right, Warner Brothers is allowing China to censor movies like the Fantastic Beasts.
Yep.
This, you know, there are a lot of gay characters in there, and so because we don't want to offend the damn Chinese, we'll do the editing, whatever it takes. You think the Chinese people would have a problem with this? No. Chinese government? Yeah. So what will actually change, Chucker, here?
I don't know. I mean, it appears they just want those movies to play in China because it's 20% of the marketplace, even though they take more money per ticket sale than any other
Of course, they do, yeah.
Country.
Yeah.
I think they take twice as much per ticket sales. Having said that, there are movies that make huge money in China, especially anything action oriented. I could see them. I could see why they're caving into the greed. Doesn't make it right, but unfortunately, the dollar. Here's another example of possible greed here. Tom Hanks and Apple TV cutting a deal for a multi-picture movie TV deal over the next few years. They're already announcing a sequel to his World War II submarine movie Greyhound, which was the number one Apple TV movie of all time when that hit that streaming service about a year ago. Listen, if you ask 100 people if they've seen the movie Greyhound, I'd say 98 would say no.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a Sony picture. It was acquired by Apple TV during COVID because they didn't want to release it in theaters. So it became popular on Apple. It's good to get in business with Tom Hanks if you're Apple because they have now good momentum off their Oscar-winning movie Coda, which they also bought from another studio and then wound up distributing it for they paid $25 million for Coda. But Apple's got unlimited money, so. You know, you would think, Doug, that a guy like Tom Hanks, and maybe I'm completely off base saying this, would side with theaters and protect that part of the industry with so much money.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're not. They're just all taking the streaming dollars. They don't care.
Very selfish.
Play in theaters or on a TV screen.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for their career. Maybe they put their interest first.
And listen, having said that, you know, because your son's in the industry, it's gotten a lot of writers. A lot of work. It's got a lot of different people, a lot of work streaming.
Oh,
that's a good thing. I'm not.
That is demand for
having
scripts.
Said that, now here's another thing to bounce off that. AMC Theaters, which is the largest theater chain in the world, has cut a deal with Bowtie Theaters to obtain seven of their biggest theaters in Connecticut, New York, and Maryland. And it appears they're going to be swallowing up theaters as.
I'll give him some strength. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I see Christopher Lloyd and Rachel Lee Cook are teaming up for a movie. Do you see that? It's sort of a kid's movie.
It's a Halloween property. Probably going to wind up on streaming. Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown, and Back to the Future.
They just finished filming it. It's supposed to be released in theaters in October, according to this, anyway.
All right.
Now, I want to talk. I have a little oxymoronic thing here that I wanted to share with you and the audience.
It won't be the first time, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. So we talk about a lot of, you know, movies, TVs, because a lot of the people that star in movies are now taking gigs on TV. One example of that is a character actor named Dylan McDermott. If you saw his face, you'd recognize him instantly. Been around for 30 years.
Well, he played Bobby Donnell on The Practice. I thought he was awesome on that show. I always liked him. He was in The Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood also.
Yep.
Had a role in that movie. Never really became a movie star. He's a good-looking guy. He's a good actor. And he's currently took over the role of Julian McMahon on FBI, right?
Yeah. So the point I'm making here is that he's in the Dick Wolf stable now. For 2 years, he played the baddest, the worst bad guy on Law and Order, the new one with Maloney.
Well, the
bad
crime.
Guy.
Yeah.
Right. So now, 5 weeks later, he becomes the good guy leading one of the FBI task force.
Yeah,
and what I read was that the week that that McMahon left was the last week he had on Law and Order.
Yeah, they signed it beautifully.
Right. They just put him right.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.